USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A third American is missing in Ukraine. U.S. Marine veteran Grady Kirpicey was living in Wilmington, North Carolina before leaving for Ukraine in March, according to his wife and friends. The stock market fell sharply a day after the Fed's 3/4% rate increase. The NASDAQ fell 4.1%, its worst close since September of 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went below 30,000 for the first time since January of 2021. Hedge fund manager Stanley Druckenmiller at the 2022 SON Investment Conference.
And I'm pretty strongly assume we're going to have a recession sometime in 23. I just don't know whether it's going to be in the early part or the later part. And again, it's a guess. It's not a fact.
Basketball's Golden State Warriors win their fourth championship in 8 years overnight, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
World Cup locations in the United States has been announced.
FIFA has announced the 16 cities in North America that will host a World Cup match when the men's tournament commence in the summer of 2026. New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, and Philadelphia are among the list. There will be 10 matches each in Mexico and Canada, while the U.S. will host 60. The site of the tournament's final has not been announced yet. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee is asking Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to testify about her connections to January 6th. Both Bernie Thompson and Liz Cheney said it was time to bring the Supreme Court Justice's wife in for questioning. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The clock is ticking for Voyager space vehicles 1 and 2. Voyager 1 has gone further than any other man-made vehicle in human history. But NASA says they're soon going to run out of power. This week's Scientific American report says it's time to say goodbye for good. Ralph McNutt from Johns Hopkins University, a physicist, told the publication, they've gotten 10 times the warranty on the darn things. End quote. The vehicles are expected to completely run out of power by 2025. The mostly partisan January 6th made-for-TV show continues to inculcate the American people, at least the ones that have never seen this level of propaganda. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia says the American people can see right through this facade.
You know who they don't interview and they aren't having transcripts and they're not showing their interviews? They're not showing Ray Epps. Where is Ray Epps and why didn't I see him in the D.C. jail when he's one of the people that was clearly part of the effort to send people into the Capitol? And then another thing I want to know is why don't we find out about why the National Guard wasn't brought in to guard the Capitol? That was my third day on the job. I couldn't even find the bathrooms in the Capitol building because I didn't know my way around, and I was shocked when that happened. I don't know why Nancy Pelosi didn't bring in the National Guard when so many people had requested it. But as for Adam Schiff, well, he's always creating a story that's not real, and we've already been through it with the Russian hoax, and the American people are so sick and tired of it.
Lance Pride, USA Radio News.